Jacoby Jones, touchdown Ravens. He's got an alley, one man to beat, 10. Jacoby Jones does it again. He could, he will. Jacoby Jones goes all the way. 109-yard kick return for a Ravens touchdown.
In the season opener against Denver, the Ravens lost Jacoby Jones to a sprained knee. The Pro Bowl kick returner will reportedly miss about 4 to 6 weeks, and that means the Ravens will have to quickly acclimate some new faces in the return game. So now that Jones is sidelined, who's next in line to take over the returning duties?
As a coach, what you do is you play with the guys you got. So we'll put the guy out there that gives us the best chance to hold on to the football and get us some yards, you know, and that's what you have to do. That's what we did during the game. You know, well, obviously with the punt returner, we were forced to put Ladarius out there, so that's what we did. So you deal with the guys you have, and you get ready to play the game. And we've got some guys that are fully capable of doing it that we'll have a lot of confidence in.
When Jones went down last week, the Ravens turned to running back Bernard Pierce at kick returner and Ladarius Webb as a punt returner. Webb is the team's top cornerback, so it's a little bit of a risk putting him out there on punt returns, but he's also explosive. In the return game, the Ravens might want to use that again this week.
Well, he's demonstrated for the Ravens in the past that he can be an effective punt returner, and he likes doing it, and we like having him do it because he's good at it. And we got a 13-yard return the other day from him. There's possibilities for more. We'll see how it goes. You never know how the game plays out. We have other options, but he's certainly one of the options.
The Ravens also made some roster moves to help out in the return game. The team signed former Kansas City Chiefs running back Sean Drone, who has experience as a kick returner, and they also brought back Tandon Doss. And special teams coordinator Jerry Rosberg talked about the fact that it's important to have a guy like Doss, who's sure-handed, to help out in the return game.
Well, he's had an opportunity while he was here to return a lot of pooch punts. We used him in the plus 50 area because he's got such sheer hands. He's an excellent catcher of the ball. He makes really good decisions. It's almost too easy for him. It's easy. Some guys underneath the ball, they move around and they stutter their feet. And for him, he's very relaxed and balanced under the ball. He's got excellent hands. So that's the first thing with any punt returner. He's also demonstrated when he has had opportunities to return punts, like last year where he split one, I believe it was against Denver, if I'm not mistaken, in the game here, that he had an excellent punt return because he can put his foot in the ground and he's a big guy and he's got strength and he can knock guys off of him. So we look at him as a possibility, certainly. He's had experience. That's always good.
So with Jones out, the Ravens have lots of options at returner. Who ends up taking over those duties? We'll find out on Sunday. For all the coverage of the game coming up against the Browns, keep it right here on BaltimoreRavens.com.